on 98FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thanks to Spencer for looking after things for the last 3 hours. The next 3 hours, I'm John Sharp. A very good afternoon to you. Phoenix Sport follows shortly, but first the weather. It's been a dry day, mostly across our area, a bit cloudy at times, but sunny spells, but it has felt rather chilly and pretty breezy, especially along the coast as well. Temperatures below the seasonal average, maximum temperature for the rest of the afternoon, 9 degrees Celsius. Tonight it's going to be dry with some patchy clouds, but also some clear spells. And windy along the coast, mainly light winds inland with temperatures for the coast to freezing in rural areas. Minimum temperature overnight, 2 degrees Celsius. Looking ahead to Sunday, it's going to be slightly warmer with a maximum temperature of 12 degrees Celsius. Often cloudy, but there will be some bright or sunny spells. Maybe the odd isolated shower here and there, but mainly dry. And the winds are going to start to ease as well.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
When you treasure all that's new and true and gay, easy living, and we're giving what we know we're dreaming of. We are one, having fun, walking in the glow of love. Going places, it's a wonder, it's so clear. By a fountain, climbing mountains as we hold each other near. Sipping wine, we try to find that special magic from above as we share our fair talking in the glow. be our friend. Reaching far to find a star, our destiny is heaven sent. Making known this loving tone, we'll never part the two of us. We will always reminisce, kissing in the glow of love. Treasure all that's new and true and gay. Easy living when we're given what we know we're dreaming of. We are one having fun walking in the glow of
love. Sorry, didn't mean to play that track, bit of a technical issue there. Welcome into Phoenix Sport on Saturday, the 20th of April 2024. Couldn't resist kicking off with Change of the Glow of Love. It would have been Luther Vandross's birthday. Born on this date in 1951, sadly left us in 2005. One of his very finest. Anyway, a really busy programme this afternoon in football. We'll be looking back at what's already taken place today on this FA Cup semi-final weekend, both in England and in Scotland. But there's also action in the Premier League, Women's Super League, Scottish Premiership, EFL, and in the non-leagues as well. We've got three featured matches for you. First off, at Brisbane Road, Leighton Orient, their last home match of their Sky Bet League One season. Fleetwood Town, the visitors, who could be relegated today. Jaden Christie will have half-time and full-time reports for us. And Billericay Town are still in with a chance of making the Eastman Premier League playoffs. They have travelled to Carshalton and Athletic this afternoon. Jack Patmore has followed them down there. He'll have reports for us. And over at Brentwood Central Arena, Andy Gardner is watching. Brentwood Town already guaranteed the playoff spot in the ESPN North Brightley Sea region. Are their visitors who'll be covering that for us, as well as all the other football. We've got cricket going on in the county championship, and also some women's cricket in the Rachel Hayes Hope Trophy as well. Rugby Union, Women's Six Nations and the English Premiership. Rugby League, there's some Super League going on this afternoon. Really busy afternoon of racing. It's Scottish Grand National Day. The big race takes place at 3:35 a.m. Snookers 2024 World Championship is underway. All the news from that. F1 news from qualifying for the Chinese Grand Prix. So stick around. Plenty of great music in between. Between now and six, and it's live.
Thank you.
Palmer, Bad Case of Loving You. Four minutes past 3, so first off, we're going to take a look at the world of football. We're going to have a full National League roundup in a little while, because the National League match is all kicked off at 12:15, so we're going to take a look at that after we've taken a short break. But things that have gone on last night and so far today. Last night in league, finished Oxford United 1, Stevenage 1. And Oxford squandered a great opportunity to strengthen their bid to reach the playoffs when they could only manage a draw at home to Stevenage, who were already out of the playoff picture. They lost their manager this week, Steve Evans, after a couple of years in charge at Broadhall Way, has returned to his former club, Rotherham United, after they sacked Liam Richardson following their relegation from the Championship, which is already confirmed. Evans becomes their third manager this season. Matt Taylor started the campaign in charge there, and he was sacked in November. Evans, a very successful manager during his first spell in charge at Rotherham. He took them from League Two to the Championship and was in charge between 2012 and 2015. But he has left Stevenage after getting them promoted from League Two last season. They almost went out of the Football League the year before, so it's been quite a turnaround for them. He came close to taking them into the League One playoffs this year. Alex Revel, former Leyton Orient and Southend United player, was in charge for the first time last night, and he will be in charge as an interim manager in their final game as well. Oxford United, with one game left, are still in sixth place in the playoff spots, but not guaranteed a playoff spot by any means. Last night, meanwhile, in the Women's Super League, Everton gave their survival chances a great boost by winning 2-1 away to Brighton and Hove Albion. Their goal scorers were Sarah Holmesgaard and Guru Bergsvand of Brighton and Hove Albion, to put the ball through his own net, through her own net. Ferrero Pinto was the scorer of Brighton's goal. Brighton come in 8th, and Everton move up to 9th. So on to today, and the Scottish Cup semi-final, the first one taking place, Aberdeen versus Celtic, the other one between Rangers and Heart of Midlothian, takes place tomorrow afternoon. But today, 12:30, it was Aberdeen at Celtic, and I can tell you it's finished 3-3 after extra time, and that semi-final is being decided on penalties. And in the Championship, Leicester City have provided another twist and a turn in the extraordinary battle at the top of the Sky Bet Championship. They beat West Bromwich Albion 2-1 this lunchtime at the King Power Stadium. They've moved back to the top of the table on 91 points with 3 games remaining. Thanks to goals from Wilfried Ndidi and Jamie Vardy, although Vardy also missed a penalty. He put them 2-0 ahead after 65 minutes, after Ndidi had given the Foxes a lead on 22. Jed Wallace replied for the Baggies 14 minutes from time, but it finished Leicester City 2, West Bromwich Albion 1. So they're top on 91 points. Ipswich moved down to second on 89. Now, Ipswich are not in action this weekend. They were due to travel to Coventry City. With the Sky Blues being involved in the small matter of an FA Cup semi-final tomorrow, their first for 37 years. More about the FA Cup later, I promise you. That has been rearranged for Tuesday, April the 30th. Meanwhile, third-placed Leeds United, they're not in action this afternoon either. Southampton, the other side, who could still make the top two. I can tell you I've got a goal up away at Southampton. Rebo has given them the lead after 12 minutes. But getting back to lunchtime today, there was one match in the Women's Super League. It finished Bristol City Women 0, Liverpool Women 1. Liverpool in fourth place, the only goal of the match scored by Marie Hobinger. And there was one match in the Women's Champions League semi-finals this lunchtime, and it finished Barcelona Femenino 0, Chelsea Women 1. So Chelsea Women are in the Women's Champions League final, thanks to a goal from Scottish international Erin Cuthbert. I'm going to be going through the lunchtime in the National League, because all the matches kicked off at 12:15, and also going through what's gone on in the 3 o'clock kickoff so far when we come back from this short break.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
And I can tell you in this afternoon's cricket, Essex currently leading Lancashire by 98 runs with 7 wickets remaining. I'll have more talk about that later, but we need to talk football for the moment. It's all over for the National League season, with all matches starting at 12:15 today. And Southend United have missed out on a playoff spot, despite going into the final day of the season with a mathematical chance of still making the top seven. An expectant capacity crowd turned up at Roots Hall, but it finished Southend United 1, Rochdale 2. It started very well for the Shrimpers. Gus Scott-Morris gave them the lead after 8 minutes. Keon Hayes replied 3 minutes minutes before half time for the visitors. And the Brands say Rodney struck late on, 1 minute into second half injury time, to hand Rochdale a comeback win in that match. But I think Southend could be incredibly proud of themselves with all that's gone on off the field at the club this season. Kevin May, the manager, and his coaching staff and his squad of players have worked absolute miracles. There is absolutely no shame in that whatsoever. The reason they missed out is because FC Halifax Town, another side who could make the playoffs, won 3-0 away to Eastleigh, and they finished in the last playoff spot as a result. Aldershot Town were the other side who went into today's matches with a chance of still making the playoffs. They were away to Dagenham and Redbridge, and quite a game by the sound of it, finishing off the season at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. It's finished Dagenham Redbridge 3, Aldershot Town 3. Eddie Effion gave the Daggers the lead on 34 minutes. Keon Harris replied for Aldershot from the penalty spot 4 minutes into the second half. And Laurent Talage put them 2-1 ahead. But Ryan Hill replied for Ben Streven's side on 82 minutes. Dion Pereira looked like he'd nicked all 3 points for the Daggers in the third minute of injury time, but Joshua Barrett equalised in the seventh minute of time added on, and so the honours were shared. The Daggers finished in 15th place. Southend finished in 9th. But that point wasn't, of course, enough for Aldershot Town. They finished in 8th place. The other results today were Altrincham, who finished 4th there in the playoffs, while Oxford City already relegated 0. Barnet, another playoff bound side for relegated Kidderminster Harriers, 1. And Boreham Wood are relegated. They will be playing at Step 2 next season after a goalless draw at home to Ebbsfleet United, who stayed up as a result. And Chesterfield, the champions, beat Maidenhead United 3-2. Finished Dorking Wanderers, another relegated side, 3. Hartlepool United, 4. Gateshead beat Bromley 2-1. Two sides will both be in the playoffs. Oldham Athletic 2, Wealdstone 3. That's that win helps Wealdstone stay up, although they would have survived anyway, even if they'd lost that one. Solihull Moors 1, York City 0. Solihull in the playoffs, York, despite the defeat, they survive. And finally, Woking, they stayed up thanks to a 3-0 win at home to AFC Fylde. So Chesterfield, the champions of the National League, they will be back in the EFL next season. And in the eliminator stage of the playoffs, Altrincham, Solihull Moors, Gateshead and FC Halifax Town, Barnet and Bromley go straight through to the semi-final stage. And relegated are Oxford City, Dorking Wanderers, Kidderminster Harriers and Boreham Wood. I'll take a look soon at what's happened in the 3 o'clock kickoff so far after we've had a look at the latest travel situation with the time at 27 minutes past 3. And we'll also take a look at the events guide as well.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
First off, taking a look at the roads across our area. Just bear in mind that just up the road from us, actually, in Brentwood, there is slow-moving traffic on the Ongar Road, the A128, that's going towards the High Street and Wilson's Corner. Billericay, slow-moving traffic currently on High Street between Sun Street and the junction from Western Road and Northy Road. And on the M11, there is currently slow-moving traffic between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for North Circular. This is London Bound. The exit slip road is partially blocked for North Circular, by the way, due to a broken-down vehicle on the 812 Eastern Avenue. North Wheel has a slow-moving traffic on Kingsway Gate 414. A127 eastbound going towards South End. Slow moving traffic between Progress Road and Kent Elms Corner. Rayleigh is a bit slow on Crown Hill. Thundersley, some slow moving traffic on Rayleigh Road northbound. Northbound, between North Heath Road and the Brady Weir Interchange. South Benfleet, slow moving traffic coming on London Road, the A13, between Tarpot and Brady Road, the A129. Chelmsford, couple of hot spots, slow moving traffic between Parkway and Springfield Road on Highbridge Road, and the Barrow Bypass is busy currently towards the Army and Navy roundabouts. South End currently has some slow moving traffic on West Street going towards Victoria Avenue as well. Public transport on C2C trains. There were no trains today between Upminster and Pitsea via Leydon. Replacement bus services are in operation there. Having a look at TfL, not much to report apart from a few minor delays on the underground. He's on the Bakerloo Circle and Northern Lions. Other than that, a good service on TfL. I'll have another update around about 1 hour from now. So, looking at the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the football, Braintree Town, they are 1-0 up in their match at home to Eastbourne Borough in the National League South. Now, the Iron have already secured a playoff spot and they can finish in the top three. But they need at least a point from their last game to do so. Worthing and Maidstone United thinks they could finish above them. But the Iron are going the right way about it. They're 1-0 up. And Freddie Sears, former West Ham, Ipswich and Colchester United striker, has scored his first goal for the club after 18 minutes. So, just going through the goals that have gone in so far. Instead, in the National League South, Maidstone United have gone ahead against Hampton and Richmond Borough. In Eastmere North, Stowmarket Town, the side who finished bottom and without a win all season, they took a first-minute lead against Basildon United, but Kite Jude quickly replied, 2 goals in the first 2 minutes of that match up in Suffolk. Also in the Eastmere North, a bad start for Abridge Swift. They went 2-0 down at home to Wroxham after 4 minutes at Scraley Road. Incidentally, Worthing, one of Braintree's rivals in the playoffs in the National League South, they've got a goal behind against Western Supermare early doors. And there has been a goal at Parkside Aveley. They are 1-0 up against Bath City. I'll take a quick musical break and see if I can find out who the scorer is. Classic from the Stone Roses, She Bangs the Drums.
Yeah.
their classic self-titled first album, The Stone Roses, She Bangs the Drums. I'll take a look at racing very soon. A really busy afternoon of racing. A total of 7 meetings going on today. And the Scottish Grand National at Ayr is just about to get underway.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
An event taking place tonight at the Towgate Theatre, St Martin Square, Basildon. This is called Opera for All, a very special concert featuring Roderick Williams and Friends, plus the Thames Opera Company Chorus, hosted by Ian Skelly. The show starts at 7pm tonight. Tickets, £19.50. Concessions are available. You can get more details by calling 01268 205 300 or going to towgatetheatre.co.uk. Those details are available at the events guide on our website, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I can tell you that Celtic have put their place in the Scottish Cup final. They finished 3-3 against Aberdeen in the semi-final, which has already taken place. And the resulting penalty shootout saw Celtic win 6-5. And they will play the winners of tomorrow's afternoon's tie between Rangers and Heart of Midlothian. In the English FA Cup, the first semi-final takes place at 5:15 this afternoon. Manchester City versus Chelsea at Wembley. I'll check on the team news a bit later because there was speculation that Erling Haaland might be an absence for Manchester City. But I'll have a look at that later. Well, right now, we're going to concentrate on the other football going on this afternoon. 2:30 click clock. Kickoffs in the Premier League. Luton Town battling against the drop. They are playing Brentford at Kenilworth Road, and it's not been a great start for the Hatters. Brentford have gone 1-0 ahead. Joanne Risser scoring for the Bees after 24 minutes. And it's a battle of the bottom two at Bramall Lane. Sheffield United versus Burnley as currently 0-0 tonight at Molineux, kicking off at 7:30 p.m. It's Wolverhampton Wanderers versus Arsenal. So on to the EFL, and in the Sky Bet Championship this afternoon, as you've already heard, Leicester City beat West Bromwich Albion 2-1 to go top of the table. And elsewhere this afternoon, only one goal in the 3 o'clock kickoffs so far. And Southampton, who could still sneak their way into the top two, they've got a goal up at Cardiff City. Joe Aribo after 12 minutes for the Saints. The other games this afternoon, they are currently goalless. So moving on to EFL League One, where we have a featured game this afternoon. Rounding off their season at Brisbane Road, at least against Fleetwood Town, who could be relegated today. It's currently 0-0 there. The O's have got one more match before the end of the season. They travel to Shrewsbury next week. Now, Portsmouth, who are already the champions. They've got a goal behind at home to Wigan Athletic, for whom Luke Chambers has scored after 22 minutes at Fratton Park. And either Derby County or Bolton Wanderers will be joining them. Derby in the Championship next season, that is. Derby their way at Cambridge United, a side who could still be relegated. It's currently 0-0 at the Abbey Stadium. Bolton, meanwhile, hosting Port Vale, another side who could be relegated today.
as well as Fleetwood. It's currently 0-0 in that one. Colo United, of course, already relegated. So Portsmouth for champions, Derby, Bolton or Peterborough and the other side who could join them. They're playing at Bristol Rovers. There's currently no goals there. And all of those sides are guaranteed playoff places. Barnsley, Oxford United, who we heard about earlier, Lincoln City and Blackpool could all be joining them. Blackpool have gone in front against Barnsley. Sonny Kerry after 12 minutes at Bloomfield Road. And it's Burton Albion, another side battling against the drop. They are 2-1 up already against Reading. They were 2-0 up after 11 minutes. Mason Bennett and Mustafa Carriol, the scorers for them. Lewis Wing has just replied for Reading. Carlisle United already relegated 1, Bolton Wanderers 1, Cheltenham Town aside battling against the drop. They won a 15th minute penalty against playoff chasing Lincoln City. It was converted by Liam Sercombe, but I understand Lincoln have just equalised in that one. And it's Northampton Town 1, Exeter City 1. That match kicks off at 2 o'clock, so that one is coming towards the closing stages. And incidentally, Derby County, they, as it stands, are promoted because they've got, just gone 1-0 up in their match at Cambridge United. On to Sky Bet League 2 now, where Colchester United, they just need one more win to make sure of their Football League place next season. Their way at North County this afternoon is currently 0-0 at Meadow Lane. Incidentally, one match has already been played today. It started at 12:30 and it's finished Crewe Alexandra 0, Wrexham 3. Wrexham already promoted. They secured another 3 points thanks to goals from Ollie Palmer, Paul Mullin and Addy Cannon. Elsewhere, at the top of the table, Stockport, Mansfield and Wrexham already promoted, so that's the automatic promotion places decided. Stockport playing Accrington Stanley this afternoon. It's currently 1-1 at Edgeley Park. Carl Woodson put Stockport ahead after 9 minutes. Stanley equalised through Sean Wally on 17. Mansfield have got a goal down at home to Gilliam. Timothy D. Eng, former Salford United midfielder, the scorer for the Gills. And also MK Dons, who are guaranteed a playoff spot. They're away to Harrogate Town this afternoon, and it's 1-1 there. Harrogate took the lead through Abraham Odo on 33, but understand MK have just levelled the scores. There's quite a few other clubs who could still make the playoffs in League 2. The other current scores: Doncaster Rovers 0, Barrow 1. Emil Akwa, former Southend United striker, the scorer for Barrow after 35 minutes. Morecambe hosting already relegated Forest Green Rovers. It is 1-1 there. Charlie Brown, the scorer for Morecambe on 31. Well, Charlie McCann levelled the scores for Rovers 7 minutes later. Tranmere have got a goal up at home to AFC Wimbledon. Harvey Saunders after 35 minutes for Tranmere. And it's currently Walsall 2, Bradford City 2, and all the other matches in League 2 are currently goalless. So, moving on to the non-leagues, we've already looked at the National League, of course. National League South, it is the last day of the league season. Yeovil Town already the champions of that league. They're 2-0 up at already relegated Dover Athletic. Chelmsford City, who are guaranteed to finish in the top three and therefore go through to straight through to the semi-final stage of the playoffs. And they they've gone 1-0 up in their match at Chippenham Town. George Alexander for Robbie Simpson's Claverts after 23 minutes. Mentioned that Braintree Town have taken the lead through Freddie Sears on 90 minutes at home to Eastbourne Borough, but Eastbourne have now equalised. And as mentioned earlier, Lyon have already secured a playoff spot. They can finish in the top three, but they need at least a point from their last game to do so. Worthing, as it stands, would finish above them. They were 3-2 up at home to Western Supermare. Quite a first half going on there. And the other side who could finish above them, Maidstone United, they are playing Hampton and Richmond Borough. Maidstone took an early lead, but Hampton and Richmond have now equalised in that one. Meanwhile, Averley hosting Bath City at Parkside. Whatever happens, they can be very proud of what they've done in their first season at Step 2. They can still make the playoffs, but they will have to beat Bath this afternoon. And they'll probably need Hampton and Richmond to lose at Maidstone as well. But they're going the right way about things at the moment. They have taken the lead against Bath. I'll see if I can find out who the scorer was in that one.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 7 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen. I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Just before I return to the subject of football, it's an incredibly busy afternoon of racing. The Scottish Grand National has just taken place at Ayr, although I don't have the result yet, but I've got other results from the races since we've been on the air, so I'm going to quickly run through those. 3 o'clock at Ayr, first number 7, Check Her Out, priced at 14-1. Second number 5, Coco Mademoiselle, priced at 7-2. And third number 1, Sailor V, priced at 12-1. Total of 11 runners in that race. In a 3:15 at Newbury, first was number 15 Metal Merchant, priced at 12-1. Second was number 18 Godwinson, the 11-2 favourite. Third number 5 Talis Evolvier, priced at 22-1. 21 runners in that one. The big race of the afternoon in the Republic of Ireland race meeting, that is at the Curragh. The 3:20 first number 13 State Actor, 15-2. Second was number 24, Uncanny, priced at 4-1. And third, number 15, Wisdom of Hindsight, priced at 25-1. 23 runners in that race. The favourite was number 20, Nelda, priced at 130, who finished in sixth place. And finally, for now, the 325, Bangor on D. First was number 3, the 5-6 favourites. Second was number 1, Busey Phallus, I think that's how it's pronounced anyway, priced at 9-2. And third was number 11, Silver Bridge, priced at 18-1. A total of 10 runners in that one. So getting back to football, we're going to turn our attention to the Isthmian League, where we have a feature match this afternoon. Billericay Town can still win their way back into the playoff spots. They're away to Carshalton Athletic this afternoon. We'll be hearing about that from Jack quite soon, but it's not been a good start for Gary McCann's men. They're 1-0 down in that one. And Canvey Island, they're now safe. They're away to Canvey, Chesham this afternoon, a side who could still be relegated. And veteran striker Sam Higgins has got a brace for them. The goals, that is, on 17 minutes and 24 minutes. Cornhill Rangers, they're already relegated. They are playing Whitehawk at the Aspect Arena this afternoon. It is currently goalless in that one. Hashtag United are away to Lewis. Max Cornhill gave the Tags the lead on 23 minutes. They are currently 1-0 up. And Champions Hornchurch are away to Potters Bar Town. It is currently 0-0 in that game. In the playoff spots, only Chatham Town 100% guaranteed a playoff spot so far. There, 1-0 down currently at home to 5th placed Horsham. At the other end, Concord, Kingstonian and Haringey already relegated. Either Margate or Cheshire will join them. I said Cheshire were losing against Canvey Island. It's currently Margate 0, Wingate and Finchley 0. So as things stand, Margate would be relegated. In Isthmian North, meanwhile, where we have another feature match this afternoon, Brentwood Town versus Brightling Sea Region. Brentwood are already assured of a playoff place, but Brightling Sea have gone into a 1-0 lead over at the arena. Charlie Collis, after 15 minutes for the visitors. Andy Garner is going to pop in after the match and give us a full-time summary of that. Bowes and Pitsy, meanwhile, they're firmly in the... by the way, that's a full-time, a half-time score between Brentwood and Brightling Sea. Now, the half-time whistle has also gone at the Len Salmon Stadium, where Bowers and Pitsy are at home to Walthamstow. Now, Bowers are currently firmly in the title race with just two games remaining after an impressive 9 straight wins, and only 2 points currently behind the leaders, Lowest of Town, who incidentally are winning 2-0 at half-time in their match at New Salamis. But Bowers and Pitsy 2-1 up against Walthamstow at the break. Matt Price and Bennett Vavada, the scorers for Bowers. There was an injury time goal for Stowe. Tarek Straker of Bowers put the ball through his own net, but his side are still winning that one. So it's looking like Lowestoft or Bowers going to be the champions. The current top five are guaranteed at least a playoff spot. That also includes Bury Town and another Suffolk side, Felixstowe and Walton United. And elsewhere, at half-time, it's Haybridge Swifts 1, Wroxham 1. Good first half for Redbridge away to Ipswich Wanderers. They're 3-0 up there. A brace from Louis Johnson. And they also won a penalty early on. That was converted by Jack Chawner. And it's now Stowmarket Town 3, Basildon United 3. Kai Jude scoring a brace for the Bees. Excuse me, and Ruben Bartlett Antwi, the scorer of Basildon's other goal in that one. And at Spa Road, Braintree Town 1-0 up at half time against Grays Athletic. Joshua Asude scoring a penalty for the home side in first half injury time. Southern League Division 1 Central, just to quickly mention, Abbey, Waltham Abbey not playing this week. The only way they will miss out on a playoff spot is if they lose their last game and Welling Garden City win both of theirs. Just to check what's going on there. Welling Garden City are playing Overbury United this afternoon. No news of that. I'll check that again after the final whistle. Just moving on to step five. In the Essex Senior League, either Tilbury or Romford will be champions, although Tilbury will win the title if they beat Frentford today, regardless of the Romford result. Both of those sides, plus Woodford Town, are guaranteed to make the playoffs. And two sides from Sporting Bengal United, Barking, and Great Wakering Rovers will be joining them. In the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted are at home to Crawley Green this afternoon. Furlough Nun Division 1 South, Benfleet are the champions after their win last Saturday. And Wormley Rovers, Hutton and Dunmow Town, after winning their final game last night, are guaranteed a playoff spot. So Clapton Community and Cannonswood will be missing out. And finally, in the third London Division 1 North, either Great Yarmouth Town or Framlingham Town will be the champions. But Framlingham have got to win their last game and hope Great Yarmouth slip up. Stanway, Pegasus, Holland and Cornard United already guaranteed playoff spots. I will have a full roundup later in the show of all the results from non-leagues Step 5 and Step 6. So, looking at the other half-time scores that have come through. First off, we're going to turn our attention to the Premier League. Half-time at Kenilworth Road, not a good first half for struggling Luton Town. 2-0 down against Brentford. Joanne Wisser, the scorer of both the goals for Thomas Frank's side. And Bramall Lane, Burnley are in a 2-0 lead against Sheffield United, who are looking increasingly doomed. Jakob Larsson on 38 minutes and Lorenz Assignon on 41, the scorers for Vincent Company's Claret. And just to take a look at the Scottish Premiership this afternoon. No, we don't need to look at the Scottish Premiership because there are no games. let's cross that one off. It's a live show. Anyway, getting back to England, let's have a look at the EFL Championship, shall we, and see what the half-time situation is. Southampton 1-0 up at Cardiff City, as I mentioned earlier. That is now confirmed as a half-time score. Huddersfield Town, a side who could still be relegated, they're currently in the bottom three. They're playing Swansea City this afternoon. It's 0-0 at the break. No goals at Carrow Road, where Norwich City are hoping to seal a playoff spot, are playing Bristol City. And Rotherham United, already relegated, as I mentioned earlier, and with Steve Evans back in charge of them for the second time. They're playing fellow strugglers Birmingham City this afternoon, and it's currently 0-0. That's just coming up to half-time. Elsewhere, Stoke City 2, Plymouth Argyle 0. Too late first half goals for the Potters in that one. And half-time at the Stadium of Light, no goals between Sunderland and Millwall. And it's also Watford 0, Hull City 0 at half-time. Moving swiftly on to League One. No goals in the first half of our featured match. Brisbane Road, Leyton Orient 0, Fleetwood Town 0. We're going to have a report on that very soon, hopefully. Elsewhere, it's Blackpool 2, Barnsley 0. James Husband, the scorer of Blackpool, second in first half injury time. It is Bolton Wanderers 0, Port Vale 0. And Bristol Rovers 0, Peterborough United 1. And elsewhere, Cambridge United 0, Derby County 1. If things stay as they are, then Derby will be promoted, with Bolton currently drawing 0-0 in their game against struggling Port Vale. Carlisle already relegated 1, Wycombe Wanderers 1, Charlton 0, Shrewsbury 1, Cheltenham Town 1, Lincoln City 1, Northampton Town 0, Exeter City 2. Their game's almost finished. The others are half-time scores. And Portsmouth 0, Wigan Athletic 1.